Psalm 57, Preface. As Daniel, the Lord's pious and holy prophet, lay in a den surrounded by savage lions, so the true Christians must dwell in this world, as in the domain of Satan, among tyrants, heretics, hypocrites, and the outspoken enemies of the Lord. So long as the Christian lives in this world, he is exposed to the assaults of his enemies, and is in danger of yet losing his soul. For Satan is desirous to sift the Christians as wheat. Evil examples corrupt the virtuous, and the enticing lust seduces the innocent. But if a lion is frightened away by the crowing of a cock, much rather is the devil driven away and his temptings overcome by instant prayer. Against the devices of Satan and all his accomplices and the snares of sin in which the Christian is so easily entangled, we should pray every day, heartily trusting that God will keep us and will preserve our souls from evil. As a hen gathers her chicklings under her wings to protect them against wind and weather, so will the Lord secure his children under the shadow of his wings against the tempests excited by the enemies, will strengthen and refresh them in the hardships, adversities, and inclemencies of their pilgrimage, and will cause them to sing on the way, as David did in the 57th Psalm. David's prayer against the cruelty of his enemies. To the chief musician, Altakish Michtam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are falling themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Summary. This psalm is very much like the preceding, and it was made on a similar occasion, a time when David was in great danger. We may pray it against the enemies of God's word and church. Especially worthy of note is the contrast between the first and the last part of this hymn. The first part sounds like the scream of a drowning man. It is an urgent, instant, pressing cry for help. It is the prayer of one who is about to be swallowed up. Then follows a Selah, as it were a pause, and the psalm suddenly changes into praise and thanksgiving. This very arrangement of the present and many other psalms should teach us this very practical lesson, that in need our prayer should lay hold upon God like the hand of a drowning man clutches a plank. Then an answer would come early, enlarging our heart to the singing of praise. But a lukewarm prayer and a tardy answer suit together. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Prayer. God, who hast commanded us to pray and hast promised to hear, behold, we are not able and know not how to pray as we ought. Grant us thy Spirit, the Spirit of prayer, to teach us to pray in spirit and in truth, and to intercede for us with sighings which cannot be uttered. And whenever we pray, hear thou from heaven thy throne, through Jesus Christ. Amen.